broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative keys we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Facebook camera follows you around. They unveil what they call Portal and Portal Plus. I'm telling you right now, I'm powered with Alexa, and it's crazy stuff. I wouldn't ever have one of those things in my house. Let's see how much rights Americans are willing to give up and how much privacy they're willing to violate on the altar of Facebook's new devices, huh? Wow. We talked about Google Plus bites the dust. They had to shut down Google Plus after a massive privacy breach that they lied about and kept secret by their omission, if you will. Shame on Google. 5G networks use the same EMF waves as Pentagon crowd control systems. You comfortable with that, folks? Wow. Getting stranger by the second, isn't it? It's almost too sci-fi to think about. It's almost truth is stranger than fiction, huh? Rand Paul says, quote, help build support for the Life at Conception Act, a simple bill that effectively bypasses Roe versus Wade to ultimately end abortion on demand in our nation. Boy, how do we need that, Rand? Good for you. We talked about the world's oldest barber. He's 107 years old, still cutting hair full time. Get after it, buddy. Good work. We talked about the media claimed, and we mistakenly reported, that the Democratic staffer who doxed GOP senators, we said he was an intern, turns out he wasn't. The Washington Post reported last week that this Mr. Costco guy worked for Lee as a fellow. That's a major upgrade from an intern. He has more access to files and everything else. The question is, why did the mainstream press lie about that? Anyway, we got it wrong. We apologize. We correct our errors when we make a mistake. That's the big thing. They don't. We do, huh? All right. We talked about Democratic Socialist Miss Cortez wants to abolish the Electoral College. She calls it the shadow of slavery power. Wow. The Electoral College, slavery power. I thought the whole goal was to make sure the big states didn't overwhelm the small states, that there was checks and balances in the freedom system to make sure that everybody got kind of a fair shake as we made sure power was not too concentrated, that it was divided and shared in fair checks and balanced ways. I thought that was what it was all about. I didn't realize it was just like the bastion of slavery. But see, this Cortez lady hasn't a clue. She's a young upstart. She's absolutely a socialist. She's absolutely a progressive. Just extreme as all get out. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live. We had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney, doing a phenomenal job. VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. And Trump recommends stop and frisk in Chicago. Shame on the Donald. The president has long been a fan of stop and frisk, and he promised to try to make it nationwide when he was on the campaign trail. Shame on the Donald. Study your Constitution, my friend. Donald Trump says Democrats will turn America into Venezuela. And I agree that the progressives, the socialists of America, the Communist USA Party, they will absolutely do that. But you know what? We can't just blame it on the partisan politics and the Democrats. There's swamp monster Republicans that want the same thing. And there's good Democrats across this country that want nothing of the sort. So let's not fall into the political partisan divide. Pat Buchanan said it's the left and the right wings of the same bird of prey. And boy, howdy, is that true. We talked about the North Carolina bar sues vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips in classic witch hunt. We talked about the Vaccine Agenda radio show. Hopefully that'll be making a comeback soon. We talked about Morgan Stanley. We ended on a good news note. They say the belief in American exceptionalism among global investors has never been higher. That's phenomenal news, too. So we had 2 hours of great radio yesterday. It is still available on demand. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. And our guest, Larry Pratt's with us. He's been an activist for a long time in Washington. Now he's retired, but he's still taking to the radio to tell the tale of liberty. Welcome back, my friend.
And Sam, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having your show and just so regularly getting the word out so folks can get something besides the drivel that's on the so-called mainstream media.
Did you know we tell the tale 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, sir?
Well, I'm glad you take that seventh off. You're doing it right.
Yes, sir. We take the seventh day off. It is a day of rest, but we do it 6 days a week because we found that too much news was breaking over the weekend and folks were missing out on what was really happening in the Republic. It's crazy.
That's true. There's no day that's not a news day.
All right. Now, I don't know what's going on in America, but I want to talk about a couple of things before we get to the gun rights issues and things like that. It seems to me that the Democrats are just absolutely off the rails, unhinged. They're blatantly working with the Communist USA Party. They're blatantly working with the Socialists of America. They're blatantly getting more and more and more violent, more and more in your face. And they're not really backing away from it. Now, you would think that it would be kind of the middle ranks of the ne'er-do-wells or the no-name section or wing of the party. But it's the mainstreamers big time. For example, Hillary Clinton rejects calls for civility in politics.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we're talking about the leadership, the spokesman of the Democrat Party. And if those rank-and-file Democrat voters don't like what the Hillary Clintons are doing, maybe that'll help us explain why so many of those Democrats, many of them the so-called Reagan Democrats, back in the presidential election, voted for Donald Trump. They did the same thing that they did in recoiling from Democrat excesses when Ronald Reagan ran. And a generation later, we have the same movie being shown, and the movie has the same ending. These Democrats want to go, the leadership wants to go hard left, and they do it as much as they can. And finally, the country just begins to say, you got to be kidding. What world do you live in?
Now, here's where I think the lie starts. They say that Hillary Clinton rejects calls for civilian in politics, but I don't understand what that means because I don't believe in politics, Larry. There's only moral issues. And if you reject civility in politics, you're really rejecting civility in general, right?
I think so. They're trying to, Clinton at least, is trying to say that there's an area where there's no holds barred and you can do and say whatever you want. I remember years and years ago, Hillary Clinton was before a panel in Congress, and they were taking issue with various of her positions on a number of different subjects. And so finally, in kind of desperation, she said, "All right, just tell me, what position do you want me to take?"
See, these people are crazy, but it's not funny, though. Let me give you an example. Maxine Waters literally blatantly called for violence. Folks can't even sit down at restaurants peacefully. They get literally ran out of restaurants. Getting to be a feverish pitch from the comments that Cory Booker made. Senator Cory Booker literally back in June calling for activists concerned with ending homelessness to get directly in the face of congressmen and senators and basically changing the civil discourse. That's per the Hill. So Cory Booker, Maxine Waters, I'm just getting started, Larry.
Well, there's a sense of self-entitlement in the Cory Bookers of our country. And they are assuming, as the liberals have assumed generally for quite some time, that I was born to rule, and you were born to be ruled. And so that accounts, for me, the rather imperious attitude that so many of them have. And they really are in utter shock when the country says, I don't think so. I think I'm going to vote for Donald Trump here in 2016. And they're still getting over that. Or should I maybe say they haven't gotten over that yet. And I don't know that they want to, because they felt that they were entitled to rule. And who is this Donald Trump guy anyway? He's not legitimate, because there was only one legitimate candidate. And I think that that might help explain why Maxine Waters, the rather loopy congresswoman from the L.A. area, the first day that Trump is the victor, he's not even in office, just the day after the election, she starts calling for his impeachment. The guy hasn't done anything yet as president, and they're calling for his impeachment.
Well, and that's where we're going, and the violence seems to be ratcheting up over and over and over, and they say that George Soros is funding a lot of this stuff, and some people say that's not true, some people say it's half true, but now even Donald Trump is saying it, and they're documenting that it is true, from the James O'Keefe videos right on forward, right?
There are, and there's a group here in Washington that has the name of Democracy in it, and I can't remember the full name of it, but it's avowedly a Soros-funded organization, and there are video of them paying and training these demonstrators, even recently.
Right, hang tight, Larry. Larry Pratt, a well-known activist from Washington, D.C., doing a phenomenal job telling the tale of freedom. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Larry Pratt, well-known, retired, conservative activist in Washington, doing a phenomenal job, by the way. And Hillary Clinton rejects calls for civility. By the way, just so you know, I wrote an article a couple of years ago, because I saw this thing just getting more and more and more crazy. And I wrote an article, a big article that I published, and you can go find it, and I can reprint it and whatever. But it was a clarion call for civility. A clarion call for civility. I wrote that article a couple of years ago, and man, does that, I don't want to say turn out to be prophetic, but man, I'm on target. I'm certainly not a prophet, but I am on target. I'll tell you right now. But it's confirmed that George Soros is funding these anti-Kavanaugh protesters, funding the people in the elevators that were getting kind of belligerent, funding all kinds of these, don't know what you want to say, violent acts. And when you put Maxine Waters, when you put Hillary Clinton, when you put Cory Booker, and then you put George Soros money and you trace that money trail, there is an outright blatant attempt, literally, I submit to you, to overthrow the stability and peace of America, Larry Pratt.
It's gotten to the point that Mrs. Rand Paul, the Kentucky senator's wife, has made a statement recently that, among other things, this violence has gotten to the point, and as you remember, the violence directly affected her family. Her husband had, I think it was 6 broken ribs and I don't know how many other physical problems resulting from a neighbor that came and blindsided the senator, tackling to the ground, causing all these injuries. And she said, you know, that wasn't just a one-off. There's a whole climate that has changed. And she said, I sleep with a loaded gun by my bed.
Yeah, I have the quote right here. Rand's wife, Kelly Paul, I now keep a loaded gun by my head. Quotes. This is out of control, Larry.
I would say that's out of control. Now, I don't know that it's all that remarkable that people sleep with a gun near them, because evil doesn't keep appointments. It just strikes when it figures you're not paying attention. So I think as a general rule, what she's doing probably isn't a bad idea. But the fact is, it changed her mind, and she is spent by this statement and these actions saying, I realize that we are in a different world. This is not the world that even my politically engaged husband brought the family into years ago. And so there are definitely many signs like Mrs. Paul's to tell us what this new world is like. One of them is that we're getting to see so many opportunities for the for us to, if we dig down a little bit, we see that the media is lying on behalf of this liberal assault on our freedom. And the Daily Signal published something which I thought otherwise has hardly been given the light of day. But there's a chap by the name of Ken McIntyre who ran this article in the Daily Signal, and he said that he had years ago worked in Montgomery County as a reporter for a local paper, and he was addressing these accusations against Judge Kavanaugh that he participated in these horrendous rape parties that were being described by this Mrs. Ward. And he said, never heard of anything like this. He said, if these were happening every weekend, us reporters would have found out about it, and we would have been digging into it. That would have been really big news. And he said, not a peep. So he said, at least from what I can tell you, folks, those things didn't happen, and she's making stuff up.
That's all right.
That's the lengths they went to keep a constitutionalist off the Supreme Court. Wow.
All right. I want to talk about an article Kurt brought to the table. Kurt, welcome to the Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. This one is anarchy breaks out in Portland with the mayor's blessing, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and, Portland is not, isn't that some of that sanctuary city stuff going on? And you got Portland, at least I think it's more of that kind of St. Louis stuff where they do stuff like, well, hey, they want to protest, so we let them burn down some cars or, you know, burn down some buildings or whatever, and that's going on in Portland.
And with the mayor's blessing, basically, and the cops are told literally to stand down, right, Kurt?
That's what I understand.
Larry, how do you want to respond to that? The cops are literally being told to stand down. The Unite the Right rally, I don't agree with the extremists in that rally to some degree, but I get the peaceful desire to defend our history and statues and everything else. What started out as a peaceful event with a permit requested went crazy violent. The cops literally stood back, and they literally fomented the violence there by forcing people to be clashed together in very strange ways. Cops told to stand down there. Now you have Oregon, the cops are told to stand down. I mean, what on earth is going on around here, sir?
Well, I think one of the things we can take away from this is that there are a number of leftist public officials who are making it very painfully and dangerously clear that they don't understand the role of government. Most of them seem to think that the role of government is only to be an ATM machine for people on welfare to come and stick in their card and get out whatever the goodies might be. And the idea that the government has as its singular purpose to protect the peace, to maintain the peace, not even to necessarily protect individuals, as our courts have repeatedly found, but simply to have enough of a presence that order can be restored if it's been broken up, if order has become disorder. And what these officials are saying is, we're just going to stand by and watch. We're not going to protect the public order anymore. And if it gets dangerous for certain individuals, I guess what they're thinking is what Lenin was famous for saying, that you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Now, let me tell you, this is not just my musings that we're headed towards the Civil War. All kinds of people are talking about it. Okay, anarchy breaks out in Portland with a mayor's blessing in a vicious mob targeted the ICE office and a food cart. The police followed orders to do nothing. You got that, folks? Now listen carefully. Confirmed, George Soros is funding all kinds of these exercises, including the anti-Kavanaugh protesters, that literally these people had, well, there was some other pot-smoking folks that broke into a congressman's office, literally pushed the door in and assaulted the congressman. Okay, Rand Paul had 6 broken ribs. Folks are getting chased out of restaurants. It gets worse. A second civil war is coming. Say 31% of Americans, prompting wartime, writes OregonLive.com. They say, according to an Associated Press article, 31% of what they call motivated U.S. voters polled for a recent Rasmussen report. The survey says that 31% of Americans believe we'll have a civil war within the next 5 years. Okay, this is no idle discussion, folks. Rand Paul, quote, "I fear that there's going to be an assassination. I really worry that somebody's going to get killed." And then Rand's wife, Kelly Paul, sleeps with a gun. Folks, this is out of control, Larry, and it's ratcheting up, and the mainstream press is starting to document it. This is no idle musings of a right-wing talk show host. This is real and serious.
Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana was gunned down and almost killed by a gun-toting leftist motivated by Bernie Sanders' type of thinking. That's what they found when they investigated the guy. And he went looking for some Republicans to kill. And he shot Steve Scalise, who was doing something as threatening as playing at a baseball game, a congressional team where the Republicans were practicing for their annual game against the Democrats. The baseball game wasn't nearly enough. He didn't want the Democrats to just win the game. He wanted the Democrats like him to completely eliminate the opponents.
And it turns out that 37% of Democrats believe there's going to be a civil war. And here's the thing. You can say, well, this is just discussion at this point and everything else. But my response is, when you literally have a senator attacked violently and 7 ribs broken, you have a congressman who just got the door of his office pushed in and got assaulted. When you have Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton, Cory Booker, Louis Farrakhan, Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama, even before 2008, said he was going to build an army of, I don't know what you call them, change agents? We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Larry Pratt, our guest.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear
that.
You actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, well-known retired political activist. Now, when I say retired, that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because he still wants to make a difference for America, ladies and gentlemen, so he's still involved. But he's just retired. Everybody gets there. Thank heavens he's there. What a blessing for his family. All right, Kurt, before we continue about this, we're talking about this civil war that a lot of Americans believe is going to happen. And the Democrats, literally by their leadership, the progressives, the socialists in bed with the communists, in bed with the, I don't know what you call it, change agents of Barack's army. He said it was going to happen, and you're seeing it right now. Barack in bed with Hillary, in bed with Louis Farrakhan, in bed with Muslim Brotherhood, and I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. The factions, the George Soroses of the world, etc. Well, in contrast to all that, Rand Paul fears there's going to be an assassination. Somebody's going to get killed. Rand Paul's wife, Kelly, sleeps with a gun. I mean, this is getting crazy, folks. People are getting assaulted and beaten up. And I mean, you know, you never heard of gun violence when we were kids. Now you hear about it every single day somewhere. And if it skips a day, then it's worse the days after. Chicago, totally out of control. Hundreds of murders literally every month going on there. All right. But Sam Bushman, your humble host, called for an open letter, a clarion call for civility. Kurt, I emailed that to you. If you can grab this, I want to read this. it because I wrote it basically March 12th, 2016. Okay, I've been on top of this, and I've been saying it for what? March 12th, 2016? Now it's already 2.5 years ago? Time flies when you're having fun. Now, look, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but I'm saying we have got to dial this back. Okay, I don't care if we disagree. I understand. We've got to dial this back. There's no place for the violence. I understand we may have a civil war. I get it. When we turn our back on God, there's no telling how base people can become, how animalistic it turns out to be. But all I'm telling you is we've got to do our very best to prevent it, to dial it back, to turn to God, to have peace. It is about God, family, and country. But when you destroy the relationship with God, when you destroy a family, the fundamental unit of society, then pretty soon you're destroying the country. Okay, Kurt, did that come through to you?
I don't see it yet, Sam. One thing I would say about this whole thing is you look at a war. Typically, a war isn't, you know, just one big front with everybody on one side and, you know, on the two sides. You got little skirmishes, if you will. And that's what I see going on now. We just reported on some of them, whether it's the Rand Paul thing with a small deal, or you got cities allowing lawless activity and basically a little skirmish here and there. That's going on now in America, right?
Without question.
So
this is serious business, though, folks. And I agree it's not one faction against another. In other words, the new day of war, it's not like we just line up like the old British used to do on one side and the other side and shoot volleys. Back then it made sense. Today it's a lot more, I don't know what you call it, slicey and dicey than that. But all I'm telling you is these factions are getting together to where it's going to be brother against brother, family against family, political opponent, neighbor against neighbor. I mean, if you don't believe me, just ask Rand Paul. He was literally peacefully mowing his lawn on a sunny day. His neighbor literally assaulted him and broke 6 ribs. And Rand is still suffering from this incident. And we're seeing more of it, not less of it, is my big fear. Larry Pratt?
Yeah, I think the more comes to into focus when you look at the the officially sanctioned rioting that's been going on, and you've pointed to the one most recently in Portland, Oregon, which is a center of left-wing political thought. This is a very dangerous time when the authorities themselves are fomenting violence. And you've already pointed to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She is among those in the Congress that are openly calling for physical violence, confronting people that you don't know, that you don't agree with, even if you don't know them. If they're just, you know, on the other side, well, they are so evil, they don't deserve to be around. And that's leading to the notion that violence against people you don't agree with is perfectly acceptable. In fact, it's what the leaders of the left are calling for. Very, very dangerous times. And
And here's what I don't understand. Leaders like me are directly, openly writing a letter, an open letter, a clarion call for civility, and speaking about it on the radio ever since. Every chance I get, Hillary Clinton won't even call for civility. She says, no, not going to happen.
Once the Democrats are back in power, we'll have civility, she says. Well, that's because they'll impose their idea of peace. And in fact, I'm reminded of the decades when communists ruled in Eastern Europe and other parts of the world. There was peace of a sort because there were soldiers everywhere, and they were spies everywhere. And yeah, there was a kind of peace because you didn't dare change your mind, let alone do anything physical that might come to the attention of the authorities, because they were literally grabbing people and they would disappear into these and that was it, gone. We're talking about some serious stuff. The left in our country is basically making a cry and making a call for a return to the kinds of activities that were conducted during the Cold War in the Soviet Empire. Talk about scary stuff.
It is scary stuff indeed, ladies and gentlemen, and I see it getting worse, not better. And the reason that I focus so much on my clarion call for civility is not to tell you that I'm awesome, that I pegged it, that I'm important, that I... Okay, that's not the goal. Okay, I don't care if I get credit for it or not. In fact, if somebody else could take my open letter, put their name to it and leave me out of it, and it would spread across the country, be published in USA Today, whatever, I wouldn't care. I'm not interested in the credit, but I am interested in documenting very clearly that I, as a talk show host... Because what's happening now is Rand Paul and others are saying, look, when the violence starts, those who have literally ratcheted up this rhetoric, those who are providing leadership, at some point, their speech, they've got some accountability for this violence. If somebody gets assassinated, you know what? The Cory Bookers of the world, the Maxine Waters, the Hillary Clintons, the George Soros, the Barack Obamas, everybody that's ratcheting up this call for violence, if you will, this in-your-face behavior, you know what? Somebody's going to be unhinged and carry it too far. And you know what? Their speech, their influence is a little bit responsible for this. And I agree with the point, but I'm very concerned about how we link that to our free speech rights. And so I'm going on record with a clarion call for civility. And I don't know how I can call for this more peacefully, more patiently, more quietly, but yet insistently. Is the way I would call it. So that's why I entitled it A Clarion Call, an open letter that I wrote, A Clarion Call for Civility. Did that come through yet for you, Kurt? All right, well, we'll try to get
just looking
back
for it here. You know, I think the internet's working properly, but I still
all right,
don't see
either way,
that. You know,
let's move along. There's a new bill.
Checked it.
It's in Maryland. They say that it... 30 days training required to have a gun at home where the need for self-defense is the most. Bob Unruh, WND.com, writes the article. Have you heard about this, Larry? They're literally pushing for 30 days training required to have a gun at home.
They'll do anything they can to discourage people from having a gun. And that's really the idea behind this. They're not interested in training. There's been a declining incidents of accidental gun shootings for years and years and years in our country. The people who handle firearms realize they've got a deadly instrument in their hands, and they almost all of them act accordingly. So there's not a problem that these folks, the authorities in Maryland, are quote-unquote responding to. They're responding to a problem that exists in their own minds. And I guess what it is, they've assumed that anybody that has a gun is potentially dangerous because, after all, it might be one of those Minutemen, you know. In other words, they might not be willing to be pushed around by the government beyond a certain point. And that's always bothered these guys. They're not interested in common street crime because it's not a problem, except in the city of Baltimore, where their gun control laws are so draconian that the average citizen is not able to get a gun, and that's where the violence is going crazy.
Good people with guns stop violence every time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, they're literally in our face trying to take away our guns. And when government officials are calling for violence, something ain't fitting right for me, folks. Sam and Kurt, we've got Larry Pratt with us on your radio.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
Man.
We can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, I want to read this letter, a clarion call for civility. It turns out the release date of the article that I wrote was June 6th, 2016. I was writing it back in March, and I had several iterations of it or whatever, but this is the final version that actually got published on LibertyRoundtable.com and in other places. Now, I wish somehow I had money to put this in USA Today or put this in the New York Times or somehow get this to the Donald or somehow, because I want to go on record clearly of what I'm calling for. I'm calling to dial it back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling to follow the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. I'm calling for no violence. I'm calling for the idea that we can, you know what, disagree, but we can be agreeable in doing so. We don't have to be hostile and in your face. We don't have to ratchet to the next level of violence where people are getting hurt and or killed. So here's the clarion call, open letter that I wrote. A clarion call for civility. And so Hillary Clinton, let it be on record, she rejected calls for civility. The lady that proposed to be the president of the United States of America, right? Now, I couldn't get elected if I was elected as dog catcher. But nevertheless, here you go, Kurt.
Yeah, it says, I have become more and more alarmed as we watch increasing divisive, never-ending battles and downright hostile attacks that seem to permeate every segment of our society. Men against women, black against white, rich against poor, liberal against conservative, gay against straight, and even believer against the unbeliever. It's truly crazy. Even those who claim to be on the same side find something to feud about. Sadly, America has become a house divided. Surely she cannot stand if we allow the current negative trend to go unchecked. There must be a better way. When we think about it, we agree on much more than we disagree. If that's true, then why is it that we spend so much time and energy on our disagreements? Thus, it is vital to downplay or minimize our disagreements while spending the bulk of our time focusing on that which is productive and on which we can agree. In short, building common ground, coming together, and advocating for productive solutions should be the order of the day. Further, we should agree that there is a difference between free speech and attacks that cross the line, limited by laws surrounding defamation, libel, and slander. Protection of First Amendment rights and respect for one another is a prerequisite to restoring trust in America today. Might I suggest that we lack most in our so-called or what we lack most in our so-called enlightened day is open, kind, and moral leadership. What we need is good, honest, and wise statesmen. We need Americans who are governed by moral principle in thought and deed, in private as well as their public lives. We need leaders who will lead by example and show us a better way. We should always be willing to follow the Prince of Peace and stand for that which is right. We should be willing to talk and work with everyone in an effort to unify all people to make America great again. I, for one, will try harder, will accept constructive criticism from others, and will commit to do better. In the spirit of eternal optimism, we exhort all Americans to demonstrate true leadership by returning to the high moral standard of civility in all we do and say. Indeed, we need to treat others as we ourselves would like to be treated. We look forward to working together to show the American people a better way as we make America great again. Even though we may disagree on some issues, we can still have open dialogue and respect for one another's beliefs. As Hall wrote in The Friends of Voltaire, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." After all, isn't this the pure genius of America? Signed, Sam Bushman.
Larry, what do you think of that? I mean, while they're calling for ratcheting it up, that's what I've been calling for over 2.5 years, sir.
Well, it's what we should be calling for. It's what's in our behind our Constitution. It's the whole genius of America that people be able to get along with those kinds of norms in mind. And that's what is that's the attempt right now to overthrow that and to just get down into raw, violent politics. And I only have, I have maybe more than one question, but one question I have is, what is the left thinking in a pragmatic way? They're going to bring violence, they say, against those that don't agree with them, don't conform to their dictates, and don't do everything that they're told by the left, and otherwise the left is going to be really violent. Well, who do they think has most of the guns in this country? First of all, they're starting with a war against the police and basically the military as well. Well, those folks are pretty well armed and trained, and they're making war against the whole establishment, including the police and the military.
But you know what you're going to find? You're going to find that Operation Fast and Furious is going to arm the internal rebels in America, too. You watch.
That's I think, what it was all about. That's what Eric Holder, in particular, who was at the Justice Department at the time and administered the Fast and Furious program, was trying to do, was trying to arm people who in the Southwest who were going to just basically tear asunder the social order. Well, they got caught. But that's we know that that's...
Let me add to your statement. There's a headline this morning that says Eric Holder questions the legitimacy of the Supreme Court now. Newsmax with the details. I mean, these guys are unhinged.
Right. If you don't agree with me, you're not legitimate. There's only one point of view that's legitimate. And I think it's that... I know that sounds a little odd to say something like that, but these people are a little odd, and that's why we see them in the streets and breaking things and beating people up, sometimes almost to the point of death, because there's only one way or the highway. Well, that old-time expression is kind of peaceful compared to what the leftists of the... They're not interested in putting you on the highway. They're interested in putting you in jail or under the dirt in a grave.
I mean, this is beyond imagination. Now, it gets worse. Eric Pratt and others over at the Gun Owners of America, headline says, "Gun Owners of America, liberals have created safe zones where would-be victims can't even fight back." So it all depends on how you define a safe zone, right?
Right. That's been part of the struggle that we've had, is that these folks are convinced that being able to protect yourself only makes things more volatile, makes things more dangerous. We saw that with the liberals back in the 50s and the 60s and their demand that the United States military unilaterally disarm, even in the face of the Soviet Union's very clear statements that they were arming so that they could rule the world. And now we've seen that whole defense is provocative and only leads to more violence, which is what we were hearing from the unilateral disarmament people back in the 60s and the 50s. Now we're hearing it here in our own country. So if you want to have a concealed carry firearm, that's just going to make matters worse. You need to talk about things. And, you know, you tell that to a woman, by the way, who's under attack by a guy who's trying to rape her and kill her. Talking is going to really help, right?
She clearly needs what I call a rape me not to stop that thug and equalize things and say, hey, wait a minute now, that ain't happening in the land of the free, I'm telling you right now. But that's what we need to have happening, Kurt. I guess Seattle passed a law, huh?
Yeah, well, it's more kind of Portlandish, if you will, Sam, and you know, there's more of that going on.
Isn't that a different story? Well, this is Seattle, Washington, passed a law.
But what I'm saying is there's connections between Oregon and Washington, it seems like to me.
Okay.
But, you know, they, you got the, what do they call them, the sanctuary cities and et cetera. Seattle, Washington. I'm trying to look up.
So you got anarchy breaks out in Portland, right? But you got Seattle, yeah. I guess, passed a law requiring gun owners to store firearms in a loaded or unloaded and secure container. So you got to unload your gun. You got to store it in a secure container, right? Are you familiar with this, Larry?
Mr. Home Invader, can we have a timeout while I, with my nervous fingers, get the combination of this blasted lock to finally work right so I can get it off and get to my gun and then load it because it's not loaded because I was keeping the law that the wise city fathers had enacted that I couldn't have a gun that was loaded around the house.
So, see, please just don't rape me while I get my rape me not, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just absolutely insanity. Now, Kurt, there might be a link between these. I know California's going ballistic and passing laws with Jerry Brown and everything else. You got to be 21 now to even buy a handgun these days. And they've literally been pushing on this. The Supreme Court does nothing. The Republicans have never had a greater majority, and they're doing nothing, Larry.
Let's hope that the new court that Donald Trump has constituted will start turning down some better decisions. And it's quite possible, looking at the frailty of Justice Ginsburg, that she may present the president with even one more opportunity for one more constitutional vote on the court. And that could, over time, it's not going to happen right away, but that could, over the next few years, make a substantial difference in the way the law it operates in this country, and it would substantially help to return us closer to what the Constitution was talking about, where the government is servant rather than our master.
Kurt, what do you say to this? I mean, it's hard to even respond to what we're seeing in America today.
Well, I believe biblically, Sam, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I wish it weren't the case, but we've been told that in the last days we'd see these kinds of things. And I know it's unwelcome, but I'm not surprised. No, what I mean, it's unwelcome to see these things happening.
Yeah, and it's unwelcome for you to bring this up in many forums as well. But in this case, it's, we back this. Because in the seeds of your bringing up this point, Kurt, I submit are the solutions as well.
Good point, Sam.
All right, Larry Pratt, you get the last word, my brother.
Well, again, I want to thank you for keeping this show going and providing people like me with a forum, and hopefully we've been some encouragement to people to take advantage of the freedom that we do have in this country to be armed and to protect ourselves. So please do take advantage of what those founding fathers have given us and which is still sort of kind of available.
And the Bible mentions when we turn against God, we ought to expect this. But the answer is clear. If we basically turn to God, we repent, he promises us he will heal our nation and protect us. So therein lies the seeds for solutions if we're willing to heed the call, Larry.
That's right. That is the basic issue, because underneath all of this is a belief in God. If we have departed from God, we can't expect him to not depart from us.
Thank you, sir.